Chapter 15. The Coronation. Westminster Abbey was full of people. Kings, queens, princes and princesses from all over Europe came to see the coronation. Every lord and lady and duke and earl in England was there. They wore beautiful jewels and clothes in many different colours. Everybody waited to see the new king. After a long time, trumpets started to play. The big doors opened and everybody stood up. The coronation was beginning. And then the pauper Tom Canty walked in. He looked wonderful in his coronation clothes. Everybody thought Tom looked like a king, but he felt terrible. He was thinking about his mother. Tom walked through the abbey, past all the kings and queens and lords and ladies. He sat on the throne, and the coronation began. When the coronation was nearly finished, Tom felt ill, and his face was white. Suddenly, the doors opened again. This time, a boy dressed in dirty old rags walked in. Everybody stopped and looked at this pauper.
"You must not put the crown of England on that boy's head," he shouted. "I am the true King of England."
Nobody believed him. Everything went very quiet for a moment, and then the guards picked Edward up. They were going to throw him out of the abbey.
"Stop!"
Tom shouted to the guards.
"Leave him alone. It is true. He is the King of England."
"Don't listen to the king," the Lord Protector said to the guards. "He is ill again. Take that pauper to prison."
But Tom shouted,
"Do not touch him. He is the king."
Then he ran to Edward and went on his knees.
"Put the crown on, my king. It is yours," Tom said to Edward.
Everybody in the abbey looked at Tom, then at Edward, then at Tom again. They saw that the boys' faces were the same. The Lord Protector thought for a moment.
"Sir, I need to ask some questions," he said.
"I will answer," replied Edward.
"How many rooms are there in the palace?" asked the Lord Protector.
And Edward answered correctly.
"Describe the king's bedroom," he said.
And Edward described his bedroom.
"Tell me about your sisters," the Lord Protector said.
And Edward talked all about Lady Elizabeth and Lady Mary. Edward spoke in Latin and Greek and French. He told the Lord Protector how many servants the king had and what was eaten at royal banquets.
"Well," the Lord Protector said, "this is interesting. But it does not mean that you are the true King of England. If you answer my next question, I will know you are the king."
Tom was very worried. He wanted to go home to Offal Court. Edward might get the answer wrong. Then Tom would have to live in the palace forever.
"Where is the Great Seal of England?" asked the Lord Protector. "Only the real king knows where it is."
The Lord Protector was very pleased. He thought this pauper would not be able to answer the question.
"I know where the Great Seal is," said Edward. "It is in my bedroom, in a small cupboard, behind a picture of my father."
"Very well," said the Lord Protector. "Guards, go there now and look."
The guards ran to the palace. In the abbey, everybody waited. They were worried. What was going to happen? Tom Canty stood alone. 30 minutes later, the guards returned to the abbey.
"The Great Seal is not there, sir," they said.
"What? You must look again. It is a beautiful gold object. It is in my cupboard,"
shouted Edward. He was very frightened now. He thought that the Lord Protector would send him to prison.
"Wait," said Tom. "A beautiful gold object. I know where it is. Think about the day we met. You hid it before you ran outside. Do you remember? You went to shout at the guard."
Edward thought for a very long time. Everybody was quiet. Then he said,
"I cannot remember." "You must," said Tom. "It's very important. Nobody will believe that you are the real King of England. Listen to me. I will describe that day and you will remember where the Great Seal is. 1 week ago," continued Tom, "a royal guard hit me and you asked me to come into the palace. I told you about my life. You were very kind and you gave me lots of food. Then we swapped clothes. You wore my rags and I wore your beautiful clothes." "Yes, I remember that. We thought it would be funny," said Edward. "But then I went outside to shout at the guard. He didn't believe I was the prince. He threw me out of the palace."
Edward stopped talking and thought again.
"Of course," he smiled. "Now I remember it clearly. Before I went out..."
"What happened?" asked the Lord Protector.
"I put the Great Seal in the suit of armour next to the door,"
said Edward.
"Yes, that's right," said Tom.
Then he told the guards,
"Go and get the Great Seal."
Again, the guards went to the palace. Everybody waited. They talked and talked about the boy's story. At last, the guards came back. Everybody was quiet.
"Well?" asked the Lord Protector. "Did you find the Great Seal of England?"
One of the guards held up his hand. In his hand was the beautiful gold object.
"We found the Great Seal in the suit of armour."
Then there was a loud shout from the people.
Long live the true king!
Tom took off the gold coronation coat and put it on Edward. Edward sat on the throne and the coronation continued. The real king was crowned.